Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford.
My name is Ronan Mateer, and I'm a student in Wesley College, and I'm going to talk about selfishness and selflessness in King Lear. King Lear deals with the extremities of human nature. In this play, Shakespeare explores many such extremities: sanity and madness, sight and blindness, power and nothingness, and, of course, selfishness and selflessness. King Lear is based on greed and the constant want for more. Yet, at the end of the play, not a single character has gained from their greed, and every character is left with less than they had before. Even those selfless characters such as the Fool, Cordelia and Kent are affected by the greed of others, and by Act 5, Scene 3, as Lear dies alongside his dead daughter Cordelia, we are reminded that no good will ever come from greed and cravings for power and wealth. In Act 1, Scene 1, it might appear that Lear, in dividing his kingdom, is far from selfish. However, with a closer look, it is obvious that Lear has no intent in losing his power, wealth and luxuries. Lear simply wants to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths. Lear's desire is to unburdened crawl to death. Lear's hopes do not, however, go to plan, and, after dividing his kingdom in two and banishing his youngest daughter, he begins his journey into madness and self-discovery. When Goneril and Regan proclaim false love for their father, it is obvious they are doing so as to receive as much of their father's kingdom as possible. Once they acquire such power, they immediately turn their backs on their father and eventually on each other. Both daughters reject their father, and, after deceiving him during the love test, they then strip Lear of any remaining power and dignity. But their greed and selfishness bring them nowhere. Regan and Goneril, although married, both desire Edmund, and this eventually leads to Regan's death after Goneril poisons her. When Edmund is killed by Edgar, Goneril takes her own life, and once again we are reminded that it is selfishness and greed that destroyed her and her sister, Regan. Lear is, without doubt, a selfish man, but as he journeys into madness and sees the truth, he does show signs of selflessness. On the heath in Act 3, Scene 4, Lear is concerned about his fool. He urges the fool to enter the hovel before he does. "In, boy, go first." Lear puts the fool ahead of himself, and this is one of the rare times in the play we see such compassion and selflessness from Lear. The most selfless character in King Lear is, in my opinion, the fool. The fool stays by Lear's side for most of the play, and only leaves him when he no longer has a purpose. The fool never mentions anything to do with his own desires or ambitions, with the exception of, "I'd rather be any kind of a thing than a fool." His purpose is to serve Lear, and that is exactly what he does. Kent is also a selfless character. Despite his banishment and the risk of execution, Kent remains in Britain to serve Lear and look after him. And we see such devotion in his last line of the play: "My master calls me, I must not say no." Cordelia is, without a doubt, a selfless character. She suffers banishment and eventually death as a result of her devotion to Lear and her selflessness. She remains faithful to her father and forgives him on their reconciliation in Act 4, Scene 6. Cordelia plays the ultimate price for such selflessness and is hanged. Her tragic fate is a result of the selfishness and greed of the other characters in the play. It is clear that, as Shakespeare explores the issues of selfishness and selflessness, the play develops and the plot becomes more complex and interesting, eventually coming to a heartbreaking climax. The selfless in this play are overcome by the selfish. Their lives are destroyed. What is most interesting is that all those who are selfish destroy their own lives, and Lear, Goneril, Regan and Edmund all perish. As an audience, we are forced to think deeper about such extremities and reminded that no good will ever come from selfishness or greed.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.